Blog Talk Radio. Now we're giving it up, but I want to hear y'all talk to the Lord and give y'all praise, because hallelujah is the highest praise. Can I hear you? Hallelujah. 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 One more time. Let me hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Today, and I say, praise ye the Lord. Let everything and everyone that has breath praise God, because it is the breath of God that we breathe. It is His air that we breathe. It is His air that is in our lungs. It is His spirit that is in our body. God created us and made us, praise God. And so we just want to say, thank you, Father God, for creating us. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us an assignment and a purpose. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us life. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this earth and children. Oh, thank you, oh Lord, for giving us a mouth to praise you with. Hallelujah. A mouth to bless you with, Lord God. A mouth to say thank you. Lord, we just want to thank you for what you've given us herein on today. We just want to thank you for the eyes that see. Thank you for the ears that hear. Thank you for the hearts that are receptive. Thank you, Lord, for making us, praise the Lord, your children and your people, O Lord God. Thank you for saving us, O Father. Thank you for sealing us. Thank you for sanctifying us. Thank you for setting us apart and setting us free. Thank you, O Lord God, for just blessing us, O Lord, with your promises, O Lord. Thank you for benefiting us, O Lord, every day with the things that are in your kingdom, O Lord, that are available to us, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to say thank you because you are worthy of honor. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy, O Lord God, for us to lift up our voice and say thank you. You are worthy for us to lift up our voice and praise you. You are worthy for us to lift up our voice and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. For he is mighty, he is wonderful, he is awesome, he is worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory. Credit and honor due to the name of the Lord our God, for he is the one and only true and living God. And we just want to say thank you for being God. Thank you for being our Father. Thank you for being our Redeemer, our Deliverer, our Healer. Thank you for being our shield and our buckler. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for being our guide and our teacher, our ruler, our master, our King. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you for everything that you are, everything that you do. Thank you, because, Lord, we don't thank you enough. And here on the Virtuous Wise Network, we just want to say thank you, because you are so magnificent. You are so marvelous and awesome in all your ways. And we just want to say thank you, O Lord. I just want to set the atmosphere and saturate this place with praise, because we came here to bless your name. We came here to praise your name. We came here to lift up the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you for the word that you are about to bring forth. Thank you for what you are about to do here in this place, here in the chat room, here on the phone line, here over the airwaves, in the earth with your people. Thank you for what you are about to do to bless the marriages and the families, the children. Thank you. Oh, holy and most awesome Lord, thank you. God Almighty, thank you. The Most High God, thank you. Jehovah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let the Lord be praised in this place today, because we're going to set the atmosphere for some healing and deliverance, and set the atmosphere for peace, set the atmosphere for praise. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We just want to say thank you. We just want to praise your holy and reverend name. We just want to say thank you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And thank him, because he's awesome and he's wonderful. And the Lord reigns. He rules and he reigns over the earth, over his people. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Glory to God. Well, I just want to welcome you all to the Virtuous Wise Network. Well, we are coming before you in the presence of the Lord our God, and allowing the Lord to have his way in this place, allowing the Lord to use us as his vessels and speak through his servants, allowing us to be a part of what he's doing, allowing us to be taught through his word, allowing us to just be among him as we sit and we receive teaching and we receive guidance as he coaches us. And he shows us what to do and where to go and how to say and what to say and when to be silent and where to stand. He shows us what to do. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say I bless the name of the Lord our God for each and every one of you who have joined us here on today. Praise the Lord. I see I have Prophet Morgan in the house. Glory be to God. I believe we're still waiting on the woman of God, Minister Howell. Man of God, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Well, it is such an awesome and wonderful time to be a child of God and to be in the kingdom of God. God is doing a wonderful thing in the earth with his people. And he's blessing us through his word and through his wisdom and his knowledge and his understanding. And he does that here on the Virtuous Wives Network through myself, through Prophet Morgan, and through Minister Howell. God blesses us through the word that he speaks to us and through us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Okay, so we have Prophet Morgan here from Outpouring of Life International Worship Center and also True Life Outreach Ministries, where he co-hosts with Minister Bonnie Howell. Man of God, tell the people about True Life Outreach Ministries and how they can be of assistance and service to the woman of God in the ministry.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. You all can help us. We're right now in the middle of a project for the woman of God, husband, the man of God. We're in the middle of a project for essential work and some operation that need to go on along with his kidney. And so you all can tune in. Well, tune in. You all can support us by going to the website GoFundMe.com/10DHZK. And I think that's it. And that way you can see what all is needed for the man of God to be taken care of. And we do ask for you to give generously. You know, if you want to keep it, amen, then we suggest you keep it. But if God lays it upon your heart to give it, we will receive your donations in that regard. True Life Outreach Ministries is on Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. Central to 6 p.m. Central, and then from 5 to 7 Eastern. Amen. For those of you that are on the East Coast, and every day of the week, we have some awesome speakers that come forth and speak the word of God, including our Real Talk Bible Study service on Wednesday. Amen. That is conducted by myself. And a new edition that we just started on Friday, Old Fashioned Jam Session. Amen. Which we just came from. Amen. You want to go over there, True Life Outreach Ministries, if you're not doing anything. And if you're not able to tune in by the internet, you want to go by phone at 714-242-5349. God bless you, prophecy.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for Prophet Morgan and Minister Howell and the word that he allows them both to speak. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for what he does here on the Virtuous Wives Network through each one of us, praise God, because it's not about any one of us individually as much as it is about us collectively as a whole and being a unit, being brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. So I thank God for him bringing us together and developing each and every one of us in the unity of the faith through love, because love is what brought us together. Love is what has us here today, love. And we know God is love. So what I mean by that is God is what brought us together. And God is the reason that we're here today and allowed to be able to speak or to breathe or to just be who you are. God is the reason you can do that. Mercy and grace. If not for mercy and grace, where would we be? Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for the word that he's about to bring forth through us today. Praise God. I'm not sure if the woman of God is in the studio. I don't believe she is. Glory be to God, but we're about to go forth anyway. Praise God. And before we do that, praise the Lord, I want to offer up a word of prayer, Because when I started, before Prophet Morgan got on the line, you know, I was just praising and thanking God, but I want to go before him for the word that he's about to deliver here and on today. Father God, I thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus for the word that you are about to bring forth. I thank you for allowing us, your children, to be a part of what you are doing. I thank you for speaking a word through us, Lord, a word that will not only help your other children who are listening, but help us, Lord, a word that will bless them as well as blessing us, Lord, a word that will heal them as well as healing us, Lord, a word that just benefits us as a body, as a whole, O Lord God. And I thank you, O Father God, that through this word, Lord, you will bless not only husbands and wives, but, Lord, sons and daughters. You will bless mothers and fathers. You will bless the family as a whole through this word. Lord God, I just want to say thank you for the word that you're about to speak. And I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be present here among us and make your presence known. I ask you, Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the author and the finisher of our faith, to make your presence known herein on today. I ask you, Holy Ghost, to make your presence known herein on today. I ask you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, to do that in which only you can. I ask you to speak a word as only you can speak. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, teach a word as only you can teach. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, bring forth only that in which you can through the word and through the anointing that destroys every yoke. Lord, let all of us decrease and all of you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, increase. Let no flesh glory in your presence, Lord. But stand here among us and bring forth a word with power and with might and skillfully as you can, Lord, with wisdom, O Lord God, as you give. In the name of Jesus, I stand asking, accepting, receiving, and thanking you for what I've already asked you for, Lord God, for I know you've already given me the petition of my request. And it is in Jesus' mighty name that I thank you, O Lord God, that I ask and receive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. I just want to say welcome to those of you in the chat room. Welcome to those of you who are on the phone line. God bless you. Welcome to those of you who are listening in by Twitter or Facebook. Welcome to those of you who are listening in the archives. God bless each and every one of you. I pray the abundant blessings of God upon you, nothing but love, joy, happiness, and peace in the name of Jesus. I do see here that we have Minister Howell. Let me open the line. Praise the Lord. Woman of God, are you there? Minister Howell?
Yes, I'm here.
Praise God. Okay, I got some feedback in the background. I think you're listening in also from the computer. If you can mute the computer, woman of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Actually, not mute the computer, but go up to the player and close out your player by clicking on that where it has those two lines. Click it so that it's not blocked. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and close out your line and then open it back up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, we are all here. Myself, Minister Howell from True Life Outreach Ministries, Prophet Morgan from True Life Outreach Ministries, as well as Outpouring of Life, International Works for Simple. We are all here and ready to be used by God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because it is a wonderful thing when we can be used by God. It is a wonderful thing when God can use us to bring forth a word that blesses not only the people who hear, but us who speak. Praise God. It is a wonderful thing when God can allow us to speak his word. It is a wonderful thing. And I thank God for what he allows us to do each and every day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I believe we lost Minister Howell. Praise God. Woman of God, if you can call back in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. as we're about to bring forth and deliver this word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can let me know by way of chat room. Praise God if you are able to call in again. And if not, praise the Lord, you can also let me know that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Well, we're going to get started, praise the Lord. We're going to go into the Word of God, praise God. And we're going into the book of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if you do not have a Bible with you, praise God, or you do not have a Bible in front of you, please go to www.BibleGateway.com, praise the Lord. And from there, you can go ahead and type in the scriptures that we will be going over tonight, praise God. And if you would like, you can go ahead and copy and paste from the chat room the scriptures, praise God, and then click on the link, BibleGateway.com. It will take you there, praise the Lord. And then you would be able to put in the scripture that we will be looking at this moment, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you'll notice once you get to BibleGateway.com that you can look, praise God, you can look at the word in any of the different versions. Praise the Lord, that best suit you. Amen. Hallelujah. And you can go back and forth between different versions on BibleGateway.com, which is a site that I truly love because it allows you to see the word, praise God, in different versions, as well as reading it from the King James Version. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray that I've given you guys some time to get there in your Bibles to the book of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24. And also for those of you who are on the phone lines or those of you who do not have your Bible in front of you, you can go to BibleGateway.com and type in, praise the Lord, Genesis 2 and 24, or copy and paste it from the chat room. Praise God. I don't see Minister Howell here on the switchboard in the studio, praise God. So I'm going to just go ahead and go forth. And, woman of God, if you can join us on the phone line, I would greatly appreciate it. And if not, glory be to God, we will go ahead and go forth. Okay, I do believe I see you here, area code 407. I'm going to open up the line. Praise God. Minister Howell?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We got the woman of God back. Thank you, Jesus. We're about to go forth in the Word. I'm not sure if you got your Bible with you, but if not, woman of God, you know the drill.
Yeah, I always have my sword by my side. I feel lost.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we
should
all
take it to the beauty shop, take it to the grocery store, take it to the doctor's office. Can't do
without
it.
Yes, Lord. Yes. And, you know, we should all feel that way. We should all want to keep the Word right by our side. Because it is our sword.
Mm-hmm.
And it is our daily bread. And we need the word. We need God's word. Without God's word, we can't make it. We can't survive without his word. Because you need to know what thus saith the Lord, and it's right there in the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there in his word. What it is that we need to do or what it is that we need to hear, because when you're going through something, you can look in the Word and find a word that comforts you.
Mm-hmm.
You can find a word that speaks to you in your situation.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
So let us go into the book of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And tonight, we're looking at what you call, praise God, well, what I call, rather, amen, teamwork, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Teamwork. And you, woman of God, are a team player, glory be to God, because you and your husband are a team. You and your husband are a unit. glory be to God, working together and with and for one another in your marriage. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. So let us get into the Word of God. In Genesis 2 and verse 24, it says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So they become one. There is no more two. The two have now become one.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that is something that we have to really look at, praise the Lord, because we're not working against each other. We're working with and for one another. Two have become one. It is no longer about the two individuals. It is about the one unit, husband and wife. Glory be to God.
Amen.
It is no longer, you know, what is best for me or what is best for him. It is what is best for us.
Amen.
Because if you are only looking to see how what you do benefits you, then you're working against you and him, because two have become one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not looking to make him happy, then you're not looking to make yourself happy, because two have become one. And if you both are one, then if he is unhappy, you should not be able to be happy with him being unhappy. Because he is now you and you are now him.
Mm-hmm.
You are one. Think about how you feel in your own self-happiness. You want to be happy. You want to be healthy. You want to be whole. You want to feel good. That is what you must want for the both of you as one. Glory be to God. Because it is no longer he and she. It is about them. It is about they. It is about you and him as one single unit.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. But see, too often we live husband and wife individually. We make ourselves happy before we think about making each other happy.
Uh-huh.
We look at, how is this affecting me, instead of how is this affecting us? Glory to God. Because it's no longer male and female. It's now just one body. If you hurt him, you hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
If you hurt her, you hurt you. You two now are one. So it should not make you feel good to hurt her or to hurt him. It should not make you feel good to hurt him with your mouth. It should not make you feel good to hurt him with your fist, because he is a part of you. You are a part of him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on now.
Amen.
Let's settle it today in your mind. What's good for me is good for my husband. What's best for me is best for my husband and my children. It's best for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is all about us together now and not us individually.
That's it.
Glory to God. Let's go and continue in the Word before I give the floor to Pastor Morgan and Minister Howell. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I thank God for what is being said today, because it's time that we look at things the way the Lord intended for us to see it. He didn't intend for us to be two individuals doing individual things. Oh, come on now, somebody.
Mm.
There is not two individual lifestyles now. There's only one.
Amen.
But what do you find in the home? The wife doing her thing, the husband doing his thing, the children doing their thing? Where's the unity?
Mm.
Where are they in agreement? Where are they on one accord? Working together as a team. That's what teams do.
Amen.
If one person is lacking, the whole team is lacking because they are a team.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
If one person is the reason why they didn't win the game, they all lose.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody stands there and says, well, we all won except for him. We all won except for her. No, you lost because you lose as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Not as individuals. Praise God.
Amen.
So how are you making yourself useful in the team? Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's go to the next scripture. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord our God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm preparing for us to get to the next scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I think that, praise God, it is such a horrible thing when we're not living together, husband and wife, male and female as one, and we don't see that what hurts one hurts the other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see that we're supposed to be working together. We don't see that God put us together for a reason, to bless each other. Because if we were good by ourselves, then he would have allowed you to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need for a wife that you cannot unite with. There's no need for a husband that you cannot unite with unless you're just alone and by yourself. It makes no sense that a woman should be alone joined to a man. It makes no sense that a man should be alone joined to a woman.
Hmm.
It makes no sense that he should be taking care of all of his own needs and doing everything all by himself when he has you. Because if that was the case, he could just be by himself and do everything himself and for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. It makes no sense for you to have a husband, yet you do everything by yourself.
Mm.
As if you were alone. When you are no longer alone, two have now become one. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you look at Matthew chapter 19 and verse 5, it says the same thing that it says here in Genesis 2 and 24. So you have the option of going there with me, praise God, or just listening to me read from what it says in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 15. Hallelujah, Jesus. So it's Matthew chapter 19, verse 5, but we will also take a look at verse 6. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. We've got to come from a place that says, I'm no longer by myself. I'm connected to my husband. I've joined with my husband. I'm no longer by myself. I've connected and joined with my wife. And I want to make him happy. I want to see a smile on his face. When my name comes up, he should just light up. Praise God. Like turning on the light switch in a room. When his name comes up, you should just light up. Like turning a light switch on in the room, because you understand that you are together. In this world together. In life together. Doing things together and for each other. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. I believe we should all be there by now. Matthew chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. And it reads, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Praise God. From the NIV it says, and said, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother, and be united to his wife, and the two will become one.
Amen.
Glory to God. There is a saying, united we stand, divided we fall.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not uniting in matters, you're dividing and falling, separating. Oh, come on now, subtracting. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We've got to come to a place where we are working together, where what one feels, the other does also.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're not trying to hurt each other but help each other, working one with another, where we have all things in common, where we've combined, we've joined, we've connected one with another. It should not be a threesome. It should be a twosome.
Mm-hmm.
Another man should not be able to come into this relationship because it's a twosome, not a threesome. Another woman should not be able to come into the relationship because it's a twosome, not a threesome. And if a woman comes in, it is no longer two have become one. Praise God.
Amen.
Now you've added a third party. Three did not become one. Two became one.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Even Jesus said, the Father and I are one.
Mm-hmm.
We're together. We agree. And let's just look at it. If two have become one, then we as one don't agree with the third party in this relationship. Oh, come
Amen.
On now.
Amen.
We as one don't agree with another man in this relationship. We as one don't agree with another woman in this relationship. We as one don't agree with outside children in this relationship. Two have become one. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go forth in this house.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's just so important because if we look at this, when God created man, he took from man's side, his rib. He took his rib and made woman. So that for that cause, they become one. They one flesh, you know. And he said you should leave your mother and your father and unite with your husband. And the closer you get with your husband, the more you have a relationship with your husband, the closer you will become a part of him.
Amen.
You know, the closer you get, the more you be around him.
Yeah.
The more you want to be around him.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Praise God. Dr. Morgan?
Amen. Amen. You know, Robert, it's really, you know, something that we must understand, that we're one flesh. We are a unit when we are together.
Amen.
That means that the children ought not be able to play us against one another.
Amen.
See, so I'm going to deal with some real issues today that's going on. If you are one flesh, how come you're able to make a decision with the children and the child does not have to check with the daddy?
Amen.
No, we are a unit, so nobody goes out of this house unless everybody knows the game plan.
Amen.
That means that our families are going to have to start huddling.
Amen.
We're going to have to start huddling and saying, you know what? How do you feel? How do you feel? We can't dismiss one another.
Amen.
See, when I'm reminded, Prophet B, that when the demon, there was a lot of demons in one man. And Jesus said, what is your name? And they said, we are legion.
Mm.
Said, because we march in order.
Amen.
And this is the problem that God is having with the body of Christ and with marriages. Demons can walk in order, but marriages can't.
Wow.
Amen.
The Bible says also, how can two walk together except they agree?
Mm.
Amen.
Why are you breaking up the agreement in your house?
Amen.
Do the things that you do, do the things that you do that your husband agree to that?
Amen.
Well, you know, one thing that came up in my spirit, I don't have to tell her where I'm going. I'm grown.
Mm.
But the Bible says your body is not your own and her body is not her own. You do have to tell her where you're taking her body.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You do have to tell her where you're taking her body.
Amen.
You know, and a lot of women have this issue where I can get whatever I want pierced or I can get whatever I want done to my body and I don't have to discuss with my husband about nothing because it's my body.
Says the Lord.
Go back and read your Bible. And it says right here in Matthew chapter 19, verse 5 and 6, it says, and God said that this is why a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. And the two will become what? One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they are no longer two, but one. God has joined them together. So no one should separate them.
Amen.
That
including
means you don't
themselves.
Need, that means you don't need a referee in your house.
Amen.
That means you don't need somebody to tell them, well, if I was you, no, you're not me. You don't need to let anybody separate you, like probably say, including yourself. Well, don't,
Amen.
You know, one thing I have asked, well, if my wife come in something that's not right, well, don't associate me with that. No, you're joined to that.
Amen.
You're joined to that. And when you said I do, you said this is the one that I want to connect with.
Amen.
Ain't no need to trying to break the connection out in front of people, but we want to connect private.
My God.
You know, I don't want to, you know, you go your way, I go mine. But when we get back to this house, no, you cannot separate. Because the Bible says what God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
Amen.
That means he's talking. Prophet, he just got to saying, that means he's talking to you too.
All right. Amen.
You don't put it asunder by, oh, okay, well, these are my children. Your children ain't supposed to drive a wedge in your marriage.
Amen.
Well, that's my sister.
That's true.
And I can buy my sister what I want with my money. But no. That's our money.
Amen.
So you need to meet with us before you go make a decision about us.
Amen.
Because we have, you know, and it was something that you said, Prophecy, a while back about how you used to be with
Amen.
About how you used to be, well, what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine.
Amen.
And the truth of the matter is that's how we think. But if the Word of God is the final authority,
Amen.
If the Word of God silences every argument, I can't think like that. Then this, people of God, if you're thinking about getting married, you need to pay attention to this program tonight.
Amen.
Because that man that has no job, he's sorry, he's lazy. If you marry him, that will become you.
That's right.
He has no goals, no ambitions, no nothing. You know, that will become you.
Amen.
So, and, you know, and I tell people, Robert, that's why I don't feel sorry for women that have to submit to these men that are going nowhere and doing nothing. Because you picked him.
Right.
You had the opportunity to pick the person that's going to lead you. And you saw this person that was going nowhere, couldn't lead himself, yet you chose him to lead you and your children.
My Jesus.
You chose him, and then you want me to do something with him because you found out that you can't change him. Who he is he just going to become worse with marriage because now he got you on lockdown.
Jesus.
My Lord.
See, we all going to deal with this because this don't become you. Okay, well, I'm not lazy like that. That's just my husband. No, that's you.
Amen.
He's an embarrassment. No. You need to get that straight. That's you.
Amen.
Well, who am I picking to be me? Who am I picking to represent me? Come on, man. Let's deal with the men. I dealt with the women. Then I'm going to give you back the Prophet V. I dealt with the women already. Let's deal with the men. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife, findeth a good
one.
Amen. And favor with God. That's your favor. You can't separate. That's your favor. So, if she looks all her up, that's how the favor of God on your life looks. You need to go back and talk to God because it seems like you and God got some issues. But your favor ain't supposed to look like that. Your favor ain't supposed to look like it. I know I'm hitting hard today. I'm hitting kind of hard. But it's not supposed to look like that. So why? So that's why, man, we need to become good providers, provide everything we need to. Because when she step out, she needs to look like $1 million.
Amen.
Because that's how extensive God's favor is on our lives.
Amen.
So, nah, I just let her look like that, and that's her, that's how she is. No, no, that's my favor. So you can't just do what you want to do. I'm sorry.
Amen.
But my favor don't look like that, and we're one flesh. That means that if I can't make it to something, and you go, that means that I'm in.
Amen.
What did it mean? What you mean, Prophet? She's one flesh with me.
Amen.
So when you, Jesus said it this way, he said, I and the Father are one, right? Prophet, he did what you
did.
He said, I and the Father are one. And that's why he told the disciples, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Come on now.
So when you see my wife, you see me.
Amen. Come on now.
When you see my husband, you see me.
Yes, Lord.
That's why I can't just have her looking like anything and everything. Because when you see her, you see me. And you see, that's why if his button is off, I don't think, well, he don't want to go out the house like that. He ought to fix himself up. No, I got to make sure you fix up, because you are me. You're me. So I can't say, I got to make sure I'm doing everything in my power to make sure you look good. Because I got to help you understand. I got to help you understand if you do look bad, baby, you're making us look horrible.
Amen.
You know what I look, and I gotta make you understand that. I gotta make you understand it in a way that doesn't hurt you. Because again, if I hurt you, I'm hurting me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If I cheat on you, I'm cheating on a part of me. I'm breaking
That's
my
right.
heart.
Come on now.
So I gotta help you understand, baby. Look, love you. But you're jacking us up.
Amen.
You're jacking us up. And you know, and one thing that I had to deal with, that you've got to do it this way. Well, maybe, you know, God doesn't want us looking like that.
Amen.
Baby, you need to understand that you are royalty. You did not know that you're a queen.
Amen.
See, this is how you handle your wife. They say, well, she don't look good, and I can't get her to look good. If you talk to her right, you could.
Amen.
Maybe you just need a woman that knows how to talk to him. Maybe she just need a man that knows how to talk. Nothing wrong with the automobile. You just forgot to read the manual.
Amen.
To see how it works.
Amen.
You know, and so when we're one and both of us are looking bad, or you know, one partner is making the other partner look bad, then you are to sit down in the huddle.
Amen.
You know, not in front of your cheerleaders.
Come on.
Not because when the football team, he talks about the team now. The football team don't talk about plays in front of the cheerleader.
I know that's right.
They don't go and talk about plays in front of the fans in the stadium. They don't get on the mic and say, hey, we're going to do this. Da, 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 da.
Amen.
Go in the huddle and talk to your teammates.
Amen.
Look, you know what? You're not throwing that ball out there, right?
Come on.
You know what? we can score more if you do it on the left side. Then I go on the right side. See, it requires both of us to get dirty, not just one of us.
Amen.
Amen. Prophet Z.
Praise God. See, we've got to listen to what's being said tonight so that we can get an understanding. The Bible says, with all thy getting, get an understanding. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you, woman of God, are about to say something to your man of God, praise the Lord, don't say to him what you would want him to say to you, because two have become one. Don't treat him the way that you would want him treating you, because two have become one.
Mm-hmm.
And when looking at the body, the husband's body, the wife's body, as Prophet Morgan was explaining, when you're talking about, oh, this is my body, I'm going to do what I want, it's not your body. Two have become one. This is my body. I'm the husband. This is my body. I'm going to do with my body what I want. No, no, you can't, because two have become one.
Amen.
Let's look at what the word says here. Praise God. Because that's what we always take it to, what the word says.
Mm-hmm.
Not what individuals say, but what the word of God says.
Amen.
Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 4 and 5. Praise God. I want to give you a little bit of time to get there in your Bibles so that you can see what it is that we're doing wrong. Because that's what it's all about. Either you're going to see what you're doing right according to what the word says, or you're going to see what you're doing wrong according to what the word says.
Mm-hmm.
But you're either doing wrong or right according to the word. Not according to your word, according to the word of God. Because the Bible says, there's a way that seemeth right unto man. Praise God. And the end thereof is death.
Mm-hmm.
Destruction. That's not God's way. Praise God. And as you're going there in your Bibles, glory be to God. Glory to God. I want to take you to what God says, because we need to know what God has to say.
Mm-hmm.
Not what we have to say about marriage, what God has to say about marriage. Because he is the one that created a husband and a wife to become one.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that started marriage. He's the one that started the union and the bond of a male and a female. God created it, not us. We're always trying to distort what God created. We're always trying to change what God created. The way he made it is the right way. The way he created male and female to be is the right way. Not what we can come up with in our own mind. That's not the right way. God's way is the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So as you're going in your Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 4 through 5, I want to say to you what the word of God has to say, what God is saying. Because we say, you know what, my husband was mean to me, so I'm going to treat him the way he treated me. No, because if you hurt him, you're hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't intentionally hurt ourselves. We don't intentionally slam ourselves up against the wall, punch ourselves in the eye or the mouth, kick ourselves in the butt, because we don't want to do what? Cause harm or pain to ourselves.
Amen.
Oh, come on now. So if you hit him, you're hitting you.
That's true.
If you slap him or spit on him or stab him, whatever you're thinking to do to him. Praise God. If you do that to him, you're doing it to you because you too have become one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just him you are hurting. You're hurting yourself. Praise God. Glory to God. Let's look at what it says in the book of Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 8. Praise the Lord. You don't have to go there with me, praise God. I'm giving you some time to get to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 4 through 5. But I want you to see what God is saying, because just because I think I should do something does not mean that I should. If it says it in the Word, then it's okay. If it doesn't say it in the Word, then it's not okay. Whatever the Word does not tell me is okay is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
It says in the book of Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 8, God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Oh, come on now. He said, me and you don't think the same. Because if we did, you'd understand that if you hurt her, you hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
If you hurt him, you hurt you. Glory to God. Wanting to not be good to him or nice to him because he's been mean, rude, or harsh to you is not the way or the will of God. God says do good to those who are not doing good to you. Oh, come on now.
All right now.
Pray for those who despitefully use you.
Mm-hmm.
That means if somebody's using me and I say, you know what, I don't want nothing to do with you, that's not God, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Because God says, pray for you. God says, love those who hate you. Oh, I don't want to love him. I don't want to love her. That person doesn't like me. That person is not good to me. That person hates me. That's not God. That's you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you now. Your voice did go out for 1 minute.
Well, my phone hung up, glory to God, but I'm just going to hope and pray that the computer is going to be good to me. Praise the Lord. But what you got to look at is what I'm doing to you, I'm also doing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would feel or think about what I, meaning you, are doing to me, meaning us. Oh, come on now, people of God. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 7, verses 4 and 5. I pray that you went there in your Bible and you stayed there.
Amen.
It says, the wife has not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also, the husband has not power over his own body. Oh, come on now.
Mm.
But the wife. So I should not put on my husband's body what he don't want on his body. Oh, come on now.
Ooh.
I should not put on my wife's body what she does not want on her body.
Mm-hmm.
I should not take my husband's body to a place he wouldn't want it to be.
Mm.
I shouldn't take my wife's body to a place she doesn't want it to be, because my body no longer belongs to me. It belongs to my wife. My body no longer belongs to me. It belongs to my husband. Do I want my husband's body in the bed with another woman? That's my body.
Mm-hmm.
Does my husband want his body in the bed with another man? That's his body. Why am I taking his body to someone else? I'm in illegal use of another person's property. It's like stealing a car. That car does not belong to you. It belongs to somebody else. You're going to drive it. You're going to run the gas out. You're going to run it into the wall. Why am I doing to someone else's property what they would not want to be done to? Why am I letting another man drive my husband's car?
Ooh.
And I'm referring to the body when I say what I'm saying. He didn't pay for it. Oh, come on now. He didn't put no gas in it.
Lordy,
he didn't put
Lordy,
no down
Lordy.
Payment on it. He didn't sign no contract or finance it. Why am I allowing some other man to use what belongs to my husband? Why are you taking your wife's body to put it in the bed with some other woman? You are in illegal use and operation of someone else's vehicle.
Break it down, probably.
Oh, come on now. Would your wife want somebody else handling what belongs to her? Would you want your wife to go lay down with another man? Oh, come on now.
Amen.
But you take the body that belongs to your wife and go and give it to someone who hasn't co-signed for it. They didn't put no down payment on it. Oh, come on now. They didn't put a monthly payment down. They didn't do nothing for it. You give what legally belongs to her to somebody else.
To somebody
you
else.
You should not even be using that body that way because it's not yours. It's hers.
Ooh-wee. Tell it.
You should not be using that body. I don't care if he does work all night and all day. He's taking care of the house. Why are you taking what belongs to him and giving it to somebody else? And let's go there for a moment. I'm going to go there. I'm going to make some people real mad. But I got to say the truth as the truth really is. If you go lay down with another man, then he just laid down with another man. Because two have become one. You might not like me when I'm through, but that's all right. If you done went and laid down with another woman, she has went and laid down with another woman because two have become one. You both laid down with her. You both laid down with him.
Oh, come on.
Man,
you know, Prophet Z.
Go ahead, Prophet.
We needed anesthesia for that one.
Oh, my.
Jesus. Oh, come on. Because we're going to have to go there. If that body that I operate does not now belong to me and it belongs to my husband, I can't do the things with this body that he doesn't want me to do.
Hallelujah.
That body that your husband operates should not be doing things that you don't want it to do. It belongs to you. You didn't authorize him to take that body somewhere else. You didn't get permission.
Yes.
And God said, two shall become one. If she does give you permission, you should not take something that belongs to her and give it to somebody else. If he does give you permission, you should not take what belongs to him and give it to somebody else, even if you get permission to do so. Because God said you have become one. The Bible says, let a woman get her own husband, and let a man get his own wife. So somebody else should not be laying down in your bed. Somebody else should not be laying down in his bed. Somebody else should not be eating her food. Somebody else should not be eating his food. Somebody else should not be spending your husband's money. Another woman should not be enjoying the fruits of your wife's labor. Because you have become one. Glory to God. It's time for us to get it together, people of God. Because God is not pleased with us doing things that he didn't tell us to do with his body. And let me tie it back where it's supposed to be and then give the floor back to Minister Howell and Prophet Morgan. Praise God. While we're on the same subject as two have become one, the husband's body is no longer his own. The wife's body is no longer her own, but the wife's body belongs to the husband. The husband's body belongs to the wife. Okay? Let's stay along those lines, praise God.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise
Glory
the
to
Lord.
God.
Praise the Lord. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, I tell you, Prophet V, wow. Yeah, our bodies are very important, because you got to realize that since you are one,
come on,
you cannot do anything that you want to do with your body.
That's it.
You know, your body now belongs to your husband, and his body belongs to the wife.
Amen. And let's take it a step further now when we're talking about this body. The body no longer belongs to either of you.
Mm.
Okay?
All right now.
Both of your bodies belong to God.
Amen.
Yes, your body is your husband's body, and his body is is his wife's body, but both of your bodies belong to God.
Mm-hmm.
Before you gave it to each other.
Amen.
Glory
to God. He created the body.
Come on, let's go there.
He is the creator.
I want you to look at what the scripture is saying before I open up the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the book of Romans chapter 14, verses 6 and 7.
Romans 14. My Lord,
we're going to walk through this tonight. We're going to get some things straight. We're going to settle some matters tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to settle the case tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to settle a matter tonight. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I also put the scripture in the chat room. Praise God. But for those of you on the phone line or listening by Twitter, Facebook, or from live from the show page, we're going to the book of Romans, chapter 14. And we're looking at verses 6 and 7. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't worry, people of God. You're not feeling this on your own. We're all feeling the effects of what the word is saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Romans chapter 14, verses 6 through 7 reads, "He that regards the day regards it unto the Lord, and he that regards not the day, to the Lord he does not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks, and he eateth not, and he that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks." Let's look at verse 7. Praise God. "For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself." Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We got to go a little further into verse 8, people of God. "For whether we live unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And whether we die unto the Lord. So whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on now. That body that belongs to your wife and the Lord cannot be in a bed with another woman. That body that belongs to your husband and the Lord should not be in the bed with another man. Because what did the Bible tell us? The body is not for fornicating.
Amen.
Because you've been bought with a price.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord.
My Lord, my Lord.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us. Glory to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Help us to understand, Lord God. Jesus. We don't belong to just ourselves. Before you belong to your wife, you belong to God. Before you belong to your husband, you belong to God.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
We need you, Jesus. We need you.
The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17 through, I believe it's verse 20. Yes, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 through 20. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah, this is scripture here I was had in mind too about joining the harlot.
Yes.
Ooh, this is it right here.
Hallelujah,
just
Jesus.
Just gonna take it to the top, to the roof.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 6, verses 17 through 20, and it reads, "But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." Okay, so you don't take what belongs to the Lord, you've joined yourself to God. You can't take your body now, which belongs to your wife, or your body now, which belongs to your husband, which you've joined to the Lord, and go put it in the bed of fornication.
Mm.
Because holiness and fornication don't mix.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
God does not fornicate. God is not an adulterer. So come on now. Glory to God. Let's continue. Praise God. It says, "Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does or doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body."
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on now.
All right now.
You sinning against yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Every other thing you do outside of fornication and adultery, I believe, because that's against the body also.
Mm-hmm.
But this fornication and adultery, you're sinning against God double time. Praise God. Because this body don't belong to you no more. It says what? "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you?"
My.
Are we taking the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to a bed of fornication?
Mm.
And adultery? Are we taking the Father, the Son, and the... Ooh, Jesus!
God hates sin.
It just got thick in here. Jesus! It said, "Which you have of God." The body you got came from God. He gave it to you. "And you are not your own."
Mm.
Preach, baby girl. It says in verse 20, "For ye are bought with a price."
Mm-hmm.
"Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." What are you doing with God's property? If you took what belonged to God and your husband, gave it to another man. Jesus, Lord. My God. What are you doing to your wife's body? Jesus. Jesus.
Mama.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Howe, the floor is yours.
And you know, when you go up just a little bit higher in this passage of scripture here, it starts around about verse 15 of chapter 6. It say, "Know ye not."
Come on.
"Know ye not." So we got to know some things. We got to understand some things.
Now.
That your bodies are the members of Christ.
Come on.
Mm. Shall I then take the members of Christ? And
a
prophetess, you say this in so many ways. But here it is in the word.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
Shall I take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot?
Come on.
God forbid.
Come on.
And it says 16. What? Know ye not again.
Come on.
And you know people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Yeah. Come on. But they're going to get it tonight.
Know ye not.
Right here.
That he which is joined to an harlot is one body.
Come on. All
for
right now.
Who says he
Yee.
Shall be one flesh?
Jesus. I got to stop it for just a moment.
Mm.
So I give you the floor back. Woman of God.
All right now.
And give the floor to the prophet, the man of God. That woman that you out there calling a slut, skank, whore, trick, tramp. You talking about yourself.
Oh. Oh.
The word of God just told you.
What you got, the hacksaw in the surgery room? Do you have the hacksaw?
Yes, I do.
You done cut the leg off.
Oh, Lord. You just talked about your own self because the word of God just said it.
Mm.
The word of God just exposed you. Oh, man, that's a slut. That's a tramp. That's a whore. That's a freak.
Mm.
You laid down with her and two have now become one. You are everything you just said she was.
Mm.
As dirty as she is, you are just as dirty because you now have joined yourself to her. You're dirty.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, come on. You know, it's not my husband's fault. That woman, you know, she seduced him, you know, and she a trick, trash, slut. No, you meant to say my husband is a nasty, dirty, low-down, trick, tramp, dirty, slut, skank, skeezer, whatever other words you can come up with.
Mm-mm-mm.
See, because that's what you were saying about the woman that he laid with. But that's your husband, and your body is joined to him.
Ooh.
So really, it's now a threesome now. We three are now dirty, nasty. Oh, come on, prophet. Because if two became one, and you just took what belonged to two and gave it to a third person, and now you all join together. Oh, Jesus. You mean we are dirty. We are nasty. Glory to God. Because I've become one. Go forth, Minister Howell. I'm done. It's you and Prophet Morgan's time. Jesus, Lord.
I tell you one thing. You have went in there with the hacksaw. And you came down through the hip joint. And you have disjointed. Now, the surgeon got to come in. And he got to call the orthopedic technician in now because you done took the bones. He didn't tell you to go all the way down. Oh, my. This is something to think about. Know ye not. Know ye not. So now you are all those things. When you call your wife a monkey, that
come on.
You a monkey.
Come on. Come on,
you know,
because
you are one. You are one. You are
come
one.
On.
So, you know, a man, no man hated his body, but he loved and cherished and nurtured his body. So you
come
can
on.
Do the same for your spouse.
Come on, Jesus.
If you don't want to call your spouse names, because in the beginning, you say, I do. In the beginning, she was the best thing since sugar cane to you.
Come on, Jesus.
In the beginning, you said, oh, she's just all of this and all of that. Now she's a monkey. Now she's a slut.
Come on.
What is wrong with the picture? Do you not know? The word said, do you not know?
Mm-mm.
That you are one flesh. So if she's all these things, that make you the same.
Come on now.
So look in the mirror now.
Come on.
Take a good look in the mirror.
Come on, Jesus.
And if you look long enough, you will see that spouse that you call those names.
Yes, Lord.
You will see it if you look long enough. If you stand there long enough. See, but the thing is, we don't stand in the mirror long enough.
Come on. Come on now.
We're ready to run out.
Ooh,
and
Jesus.
Grab that thing that you think looks so good.
Yes, Lord.
And bring it in. To your house. Defiling the temple of God. Defiling the bed.
Yes, Lord.
Defiling it. It is now defiled.
Come on.
In the beginning it was holy.
Come on.
Now it's defiled.
Come on.
All right, prophet. Go on with your
come on.
Spatula, whatever you need to get this bone together.
Come on.
Amen. Well, praise God. I'm telling you. Well, God, I think I'm going to separate some more bones. I think we just going to be all broke up after we...
Come on. That's all right, prophet. Jesus can put us all back together. Don't you worry. Come on.
Amen. Because, see, this is
preach,
the thing.
Baby girl. Yeah.
If you want to make your husband a destroyer.
Ooh.
Do you? What am I talking about? Go to Proverbs chapter 14.
Proverbs 14?
Yeah, somebody say between Prophet Z and Prophet Morgan, they won't let us stay out of Proverbs.
Oh, Jesus. That's all right. That's all right.
See, you have to make your husband a destroyer, because if you go to Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 1, it says this. It says, every wise woman buildeth her house.
Yeah.
But the foolish plucketh it down with her hand. Mm-mm-mm. Are you making your husband a destroyer by when you go out and you talk about what goes on in your house that ain't right? Because remember, you're talking about how dirty and lazy he is. Well, here's your responsibility. Both sides of him is broke down then. Because you're supposed to be building your house.
My gosh.
All right. This is the thing that you got to understand. That he's down and he will never get up. Because this is the thing, that you are one side of his body and he's the other side. And if both of us, if my right side and my left side decide we don't stay on the floor, then guess what? I'm not going to be able to get up. But one part of my body has to start motivating me. My leg has got to say, come on, foot, let's get together. And
come on now.
But no, we'd rather stay on the floor and argue about why we on the floor. We on the floor because, no. When one fails, the whole body fails.
Come on.
When you start chopping down this house, when you start chopping me down to your mother, when you start chopping me down to your father, when you start chopping me down to this one and that one, you tore down this house.
Jesus.
And you
preach,
made me,
baby girl.
You made me go over there and destroy my house to your girlfriends, and I didn't even want to talk to them about my stuff. You made me go over there and have an emotional relationship with somebody about our business, which I shouldn't even been doing that.
Jesus.
My.
Because we ain't got to fix it. Sometimes it's these emotional conversations that lead to this. So are you building your house or destroying it? Then, because if you are taking your mouth and destroying your house, you're making your husband a destroyer too.
Jesus.
Did you ask him? Did you ask him? Did he want to take the house down brick by brick?
Jesus.
See, because this is the thing. See, that's why the Bible said, and we're going over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Says this. And we all know this so well. We quote it so much, so we ought to know it by heart. You know, and it says, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate.
Yes,
says the
Lord.
And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. What unclean?
Amen. Preach, mama.
All you do. What uncleanliness are you touching? When you go out and you dance at the club, are you making your husband unclean?
My God. Jesus.
Because we didn't have to talk about destroy. Now we're talking about you defiling him.
My God. Help me, Lord.
Now he can't, you know, say, man, your husband's a minister, your husband's a preacher. He can't preach because he's dirty. Why? Because you've been doing with God knows what. Doing with what God knows who.
My God.
Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Separate.
Yes,
yourself.
Lord.
Stop letting these other men know you for sale when it's already clear that you've been bought.
Woo, Jesus.
You know, because not only you go on sale, he has to go on sale too at some point.
My God. Help us, Lord.
See? So what do you say? Because when a man gives you, see, this is what prophets be a minister how. It's trying to help you understand. When a man gets you, he gets a two-for-one deal. Uh-oh, he got real quiet on that one. He gets two-for-one. Why? Why? Because you know what? You go and join yourself.
Amen. Preach now.
You go and join yourself. What are these ungodly clubs you hooked up to? Ungodly. And you're a man of God. You want to be a man of God, but you want to be a woman of God. And so here's what happens in the spirit realm. He wants to go and he wants to pray before God, but he can't because he got to fight these spirits now that you come in with. See, because you say, look at this, our life, what I do with the Lord, my relationship with the Lord. No, God sees you together. So let me help you, man. If she loses, you lose too. If he loses, you lose too, women. Because you know what? You cannot go to the finish line of life alone when God has married you.
Amen. Preach now.
So see, you're going to get to the finish line. Oh, yes, I finished. I done my course. Hallelujah. And God up there, where is that wife?
Jesus.
I thought I put you away from her with the woman. And he goes back, go back and get her. But I'm here, and I've done this, and I've made these great accomplishments. I sent you out to both of you out, and you were supposed to come one place. How is it that you made it to the finish line without your partner?
Jeez, by yourself.
I told you I'm not putting any bones back together today. We just might be all
Jesus.
I finished my course. No, you haven't finished your course until you come back the way I sent you out.
Come on. Until two.
If I,
come
if I sent you out with the wife, you're supposed to come back with me.
Amen. Jesus, Lord. Woo!
If the last time you see, this is why we go to church and get married. If the last time you stood in front of me, I joined you with a woman. Then why are you gonna come and stand before me by yourself?
Lord,
I'm here. I don't know what she's doing, but I'm here. And so, God, that's a grinding point for me. No.
My God. God,
where is your wife?
Jesus.
No, where is your husband?
My God.
Ooh.
Ooh, I heard it like this, prophet, and I'm going to give it back to you, but I heard it like this in the spirit. Adam, where is your rib?
Ooh, where is your rib?
Where is your Adam?
Yes, Lord.
But
you don't win the race by yourself. You know, one thing that thing about Adam, and I'm so glad you went there, because I'm going to form an incision now. I'm just going to do an incision right
now.
You know, because the thing about Adam, last time I closed you up.
Come on.
It's a rib from you.
Come on.
And you come in lopsided because one of your ribs, the whole one side of your rib cage is gone, Adam.
Come on.
And so we as men want to talk about how much of a man we are, and we run things. We did. You can't finish the race without her.
Come on. Jesus.
You all that, and you be macho if you want to, but guess what? If you come back in the presence of God without her, you still didn't complete your course.
Come on.
So here's the thing that God is going to say. Why would I tell you well done and you left on it?
Ooh, no.
Lord Jesus Christ. Not good and faithful servant. No, because you didn't carry your wife. Well, she was too slow. She was too good. What did Jesus do when we wasn't up the park? There was some time when Jesus had to pick us up and carry us. But however we get there, we're going to get there together. There was a song that we need to adopt in marriages today.
Come
on. You know, they say, I'll take you there.
Yes, come on.
If you should happen to be in a wheelchair, I'll take you there. If you should happen, honey, you're not going to look as good as you used to look. I'll
come
take
on.
You back.
Yes, Lord.
Not talk about you while you're gone.
Jesus.
Not talk about how you ain't gonna never get back to that side. And I'll take you where I want you to go. That might mean that we gotta do like Jesus, prophet.
My God, come on.
We gotta do like Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes if they not comfortable going by themselves, go with them.
Come on, Jesus.
See, because this is the thing. I love that movie, Why Did I Get Married?
Yes.
He left her because she was fat. He left her because she was this. And then she got with the right man.
Come on.
All that way. He said, how did you do? And the old man wanted to know, how did the new man get her to lose weight?
Come on.
And she said, we worked out together.
Together. Come on, baby. Preach it now. Together.
Because he understood that this race is not getting to the swift.
Come on.
Nor to the strong, but to the one that endures. Why are you trying to go so fast?
Come on. Preach.
Why are you trying to finish so fast before somebody else do? Because you're still going to lose.
Come on.
I don't care if you're the first one to break the tape. If you don't carry her with you, you still lost.
Oh, because Jesus, come on.
It's what Jesus is going to say. You unprofitable servant.
Ooh, come on. Preach it now.
You unprofitable servant. That means you didn't benefit none.
Come on.
Did you help that woman beside you? Did you carry her when she was violent? Why did you leave her alone? When you promised me in the vow, forsaking all others. But I catch you over there with all others, though. Trying to run the race with them. And let me just do what the Holy Spirit is putting in my spirit right now. Even if you do get another woman, God's going to look at you and say, that ain't the husband I sent you out here with. That ain't the wife I sent you out of here with. Oh, my God. And so, people of God, we have to understand that when God sends us out, he expects us to come back the way we're supposed to. You know why? Because he said even down to his word prophecy, he said, my word will accomplish that which I sent it out to do, and will not, watch this, return unto me void. I don't even allow my word to return to me empty. Why don't I allow you to return to me empty? I don't even allow my own word to be altered. Come on, somebody. Why I'm going to allow you to be off? See, that's the thing. See, because he said the word I sent out will not return unto me void. A lot of us are going to be, and I got a prophetic word for you.
Amen.
A lot of us are going to be upset.
Uh-oh.
You know
what
God,
us anyway.
God said, you returning unto me void. Because, you know, probably I just got to saying about God doesn't even allow his word to return unto him void.
Amen.
So he's not going to allow us to return that way.
Amen. I'll go a step further, prophet, with you saying the word says, and God says, because the word is God, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So God says, the word says, that, praise the Lord. I want to go back to Genesis where it says, the seed was in it. The apple had a seed in it. The pear had a seed in it.
Mm-hmm.
The man has a seed in him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if two have become one, that now means you're responsible for teaching this young man how to be one with his wife. You're responsible for teaching this young woman how to be one with her husband. And you're supposed to be preparing them to become one with the one that they will be joined to.
Amen.
So since the seed is in itself, your seed, your children are in you, man of God, or man, praise God. You're supposed to be now teaching them how to become one. What example are you setting? What are you teaching your children? Are you teaching them to become one with their wife or husband as well as one with God? Or are you teaching them to have multiple lovers? Are you teaching them to become, the Bible says, whoredom or whores? Oh, come on now, because your responsibility is greater than just you and her. It is between you, her, God, and the children.
Ooh.
Glory to God. Woman of God, the same rule applies. You cannot be teaching your daughter or your son how not to become one. You must teach them to be one.
Mm.
Even if that husband is acting up. Even if he's not being one with you, you must teach her how to be one with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're either teaching her to be one with God and him, or you're teaching her to have multiple lovers, cheating on her husband as well as cheating on God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on now. Hallelujah. Go forth, Minister Howell, and then give it back to Prophet Morgan.
And you know, that took me to a place. You know, when a man and wife get married, okay, he takes her from her mother and father. He, you know, they leave their mother and father and they become one. Okay, they get their own place. And all of a sudden, this woman finds herself all alone. Now, when he spoke to man, he said it's not good for man to be alone. The same applies, it's not good for a woman to be alone. You know what I'm saying? So, while she alone, and we know that the idle mind is the devil's workshop, so we have to be careful when we leave our spouses alone. If David had went out to war like he should have gone, he would not probably got himself in the predicament that he got himself in, but he was all alone. And he looked out the window and saw somebody else's wife. And he desired her. And it took me all the way back to Genesis. You know, there's something about that body. It's something about that body. In Genesis, the second chapter, and we're going to look at verse 25.
Yes, Lord.
Well, let me give you a little fresher before I get to verse 25. You know, when God created man and woman, He took the rib out of a man and made the woman.
Come on.
And when he made them, it was just two bodies there. I didn't see anywhere that these people had on clothes.
Come on.
So now we're working our way down to verse 25. It said, and they were both naked.
Yes.
The man and his wife. And they were not ashamed.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go over. It's a switch here. Okay, verse 3. This is when old Slewfoot comes on the scene.
Come on.
And this is when Eve took hold of that apple that God told her not to eat. Okay, and just like Prophetess said, there was a seed in this apple.
Come on.
Okay, so as the enemy began to talk to her about this fruit, she stayed focused on this fruit, and the fruit started looking gooder, well, better and better to her
Amen.
Eyes.
Amen. Come on.
It kept looking like she wanted to really taste. She can kind of taste this thing in her mouth. It began to taste real good.
Come on.
She wanted it so bad.
Yes, Lord.
See, now she takes this fruit and she offers it to her husband.
The seed
is in the fruit, y'all.
Yeah.
So he ate of this fruit also. Mm. So now we see now in verse 7 of chapter 3, it said, and the eyes of them both were open.
Yes.
And they knew that they were naked.
Yes.
And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron. Now, I believe the apron was a partition now between him and the wife. And we just read over in 1 Corinthians 7:4, it said, defraud not ye the other.
Come on.
Now, this apron here, they're going to have to take this apron. They're going to have to move this apron now.
Come on.
When in the beginning, it was no apron there.
Come on.
But when they ate of this fruit, Now they find out they were naked and they want to cover themselves.
Yes.
So we see as we go down in chapter 3, verse 9, it say, "And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?"
Come on.
"And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden."
Come on. Yes.
"And I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself." See, he had to hide himself. See, in the beginning, his body was just for his wife. And his body was for her and hers was for him. Now he hiding because he felt now it was an intruder coming in the garden, so he had to go run and hide himself.
Amen. My God.
He didn't want nobody to see his body.
Amen. Minister Howell, we're coming to the last 15 minutes of the program. God bless each and every one of you for being here. We're going to but just not live. We're not finished. We're just done live. Praise God. We thank God for each of you, and we hope and pray that you'll continue to hear what thus saith the Lord, and let the Lord be the one who coaches you in your marriage. Praise God. You want a marriage coach, you want a marriage counselor, you want a therapist, go to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead, woman of God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. So he hid himself, and he said, who told you, Adam, you were naked?
Come on.
Then he wanted to know, have you eaten of that tree that I commanded ye not to eat?
Come on.
And the man said, that's when he said, the woman. The woman? This is supposed to be your wife. What you mean, woman?
Come on.
This is your wife.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, Minister Howell.
Who told you was naked?
Jesus.
You must be got a bad seed in you now.
Ooh.
A corrupt seed. My God. And then now that take us back to where prophet was.
Yeah.
When the Lord took that rib out of Adam. That rib that he took out of Adam, it matched the rib in her to his.
Come on.
But she went out, or he went out and came back with another rib that didn't match didn't match the one that he took out. It didn't even look right.
Come on.
Something is wrong with this picture.
Come on, Jesus.
She done bought something in now that God didn't put there, and you know, he didn't take out of this man. Now
Come
there's
on.
Another man involved.
Come on.
He didn't make three. He made a man and woman.
Amen.
Oh, my God. I'm going to turn it back over to prophet.
Hallelujah.
You know, one thing that we must deal with is to God is looking at us.
Yes, he is.
In one flesh.
Amen.
Because you married that woman, when you married that man, you said forsaking all others.
Yes, come on.
And then God wants to know, as I was just saying a while ago, why is it that God finds you with everybody else but the woman he sent you with?
Jesus, Lord.
See, because you ever wonder why hell is a place of isolation? Because Satan knows that we do dirty things when we're by ourselves.
My God.
Thank
you, Jesus.
That's how we separate ourselves from God when we by ourselves. What was David when he was messing with Bathsheba? By himself.
Jesus. Jesus.
What was Eve when she did, when she was listening to the serpent? You can't tell the ass. She was by herself. You're going to get it in a minute. God wants to really talk to us about leaving your station unattended.
Amen.
God wants to rest. You are one flesh. So stop brushing your wife off like she didn't have nothing to say.
Amen. Preach,
stop leaving her. Stop leaving her by herself in situations.
Amen.
You see what she can do when she can bring down a whole race when she buys.
Amen. But see, what we got to look at, too, is how the Bible says that she ate that fruit and then she gave it to Adam, who was with her, though.
Mm-hmm.
So she may have been by herself with what the devil said to her, but she wasn't by herself when she gave him that fruit.
Yes.
But it was already in her mind.
And see, this is where I'm going with that.
Amen.
Talk about, you know, what she can do when she's by herself. This is where I'm going with that. The Bible says the idle mind is the devil's workshop.
Mm.
He knows he can work with us when we're by ourselves.
That's right.
So here's what God is saying. Don't leave your station unattended.
Come on.
Because when you leave your wife unattended, you leave your husband unattended, they're left to the devices of the enemy. Now, am I saying you should quit your job and never go to work and this? No. You got a whole lot of people that will quit their job. As the prophet said, I don't have to work. I need to stay with you
25.
He told me to never leave my station. He told me to never leave my station. No, you ain't been allowing me like that. Oh,
amen.
No.
Praise God.
So, this is what I'm saying. Never make her feel like she's the only one giving and never receiving.
That's right. Say that again now, because we each other, as you're explaining, Prophet, tear down our own houses.
Mm.
If you're leaving her unattended, you're tearing down your own house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're leaving her to feel like she can't talk to you, who's she going to talk to? If you're leaving her to feel like her emotions and her feelings are, you know, because women too emotional. Always want to talk. I'll always feel this way and feel that way. What you won't listen to, the enemy will.
Yeah.
You left her unattended. Come on.
Here's the thing, Prophet V. This is the thing. Adam not only got in trouble because he ate.
My God.
He got in trouble because he would not take responsibility as well.
Jesus.
Amen.
The woman you gave me. And, you know, she did this and she did that and she did it. Okay, here's what God wants to know. What were you doing, Adam, for him to get in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Why were you not guarding and doing your dominion like I told you to?
Ooh,
amen.
That's the word, dominion.
Come on, Jesus.
Why you wasn't doing that, Adam? See, you want to point at the woman and the snake, but this is what I want to know. How did you let a snake in your house?
Mm.
Was it because you sent Eve to the door? While you laid on the couch?
Mm.
And he planted something in her mind. And, you know, you sitting there, and she was maybe, he was maybe able to introduce it to Adam that was so good, but how did it happen? First, he got into a place that only you were supposed to be in Adam.
Amen. Preach now.
First, he got somewhere where that well, only you and I was looking in. How did he get into that place? That's why the Bible tells us to guard our heart with all diligence.
Amen.
And how did it get into that front? But you're not guarding, Adam. You're letting anything go on. So what it is, you have to be able to communicate to her. Because we always want to say, that man stole my woman.
Jesus.
That man, that woman stole my husband. No, because if you feel her mind, then nothing else the other man or the other woman could tell him or her would influence me. But you know what? that man stole your wife, stole your husband, or, you know, y'all know what I mean. You know,
yeah.
So because they feel the place you weren't feeling.
My God. You know what, Prophet? I'm going to need you to stop right there and say that all over again. I'm so serious with that. And I say that because we're always blaming somebody else. You know, even in the garden, when you go back to who was first looking at the other person, well, yes, you know, the person that you gave me, you know, she gave me and I ate. Instead of just taking responsibility, listen, I ate the fruit. You said not to eat the fruit. Even though he wasn't lying now. He wasn't lying. God gave him the woman. Well, come on now. He wasn't lying.
Yeah, he gave it to him.
God gave him Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Eve gave him the fruit. He wasn't lying. But he
no
also
way.
Wasn't just specifically saying, I disobeyed you. I did what you told me not to do.
And Adam let his guard down.
Come on. And then when Eve started talking, the serpent, he beguiled me. He did. But you also chose to disobey. We're leaving out the fact that we're making our own choices. We're responsible for what we choose to do. Regardless of who was telling us it was okay to do it, we are responsible for making the choice.
That's right.
So you're responsible, woman of God or man of God, responsible for the choice that you made, the part
mm-hmm.
that you played. I left her alone emotionally. I left her alone physically. I left her alone, you know. I left her alone. I'm not saying, you know, what Prophet is explaining. It's not because you wouldn't work. That's not how you leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
But her emotions should be important to you and her, not just her. How she feels or what she thinks to be important to you and her, not just her. Two are now one. Not making her feel small or making her feel look. If you're making her feel small, you're making you small. Belittling her is belittling you. Beating up on her, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, through the word of God, you're doing it to you too.
Mm-hmm.
You are responsible for the part that you are playing. That's what Prophet is explaining to you. Take responsibility for what you did. Because she didn't do all of it by herself.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, she talked to the guy first. Uh-huh. Did you talk to her? Well, she know good and well she ain't supposed to be going and talking to nobody else. Yes, but did you talk to her? Did you listen? Did you care about how she felt and what she was going through? The fault lies with both of you, not just her. Go ahead, Prophet. I just had to say that.
Amen. You know, because it's what you said. Well, she talked to the guy first, okay? What made her feel like she needed to talk to another guy?
Come on.
What made her go out of the house searching for him?
Come on.
She had an abandonment problem. You abandoned her with issues.
Amen.
And the enemy knew she would sleep with whoever. They didn't have to actually. Come on, y'all. They didn't actually have to be there. They didn't have to actually love her. They had to pretend like it.
Amen.
But when she needed your ear, your heart, you were emotionally, physically, and everywhere else unavailable.
Amen.
And so, man, she went and talked to him. Okay, what's the problem? What problem did she have that she felt like you couldn't solve?
Mm-hmm.
What problem did she have that you feel like, well, he doesn't want to hear that. What problem did he have, women? That you said he tried to bring it to you, but you called him a punk. You called him a sissy.
Jesus.
Men don't do that. You acting like more of a woman than I am. Oh, really? See, because this stuff happens. Because, see, if he can't be a man and be vulnerable in front of you, who are you sending him to? Because you're sending him to somebody. You know, and you have some women out there that are just bold. I didn't, because women will tell you, I didn't take your man, you gift wrapped him for me.
Jesus.
But see, while you were sitting there thinking that his thoughts, his ideas wasn't nothing.
Come on.
I was there making him feel like he was the greatest genius that ever walked the face of this earth. And you know what? You can't blame nobody for yourself because there's this nagging reminder in your head. You should have got that validation from me. He should have got that love from me. But what did the enemy? Because the enemy hates unity. He hates you to be one flesh. And so,
amen.
What did the enemy distract me with? Why he had a game plan for my husband?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
What did the enemy distract me with? Why he had another game plan? Hallelujah. That hurt, Lord. Another game plan for my wife.
Jesus.
Was I so busy being a prophet that I forgot to be a man? Was I so busy being everything the pastors need, the pastor needed, that I couldn't go home and take care of my own husband?
Amen.
I'm on every board. And really, come on, women, and men too. Some men do. The reason why we want to be on every board at church is because sometimes we want to be known. But see, here's what God said. You're nosing in the wrong thing. You're one flesh with somebody.
Jesus.
And you have to leave your station in order to go up in them other folks' house. Stop pulling the foundation out from under your house so you can go to somebody else's. My Lord. Okay, I'm done for the night.
My God.
My.
Jesus, Lord.
My. Oh, my. The foundation. You want a flesh?
Jesus, Lord. Help us, Father. Help us.
You know, Prophet V?
Yeah.
This is one thing that I was thinking of, too. It's amazing how we can go to other folks' houses and say, man, your foundation looks a little faulty.
Jesus?
You know. You need to go talk to your contractor.
Jesus.
About how they built your house. But, brother, ain't your wife leaning over to the left? Yeah, but you know, your house is taller than you. Yeah, but I thought I saw your house over there at Mike's house. And I know you and Mike are neighbors, but your house ain't supposed to be leaning in One flesh. And you're trying to straighten up somebody else's unit, and your unit is busted.
Jesus.
You know, like Minister Al sent me a song one time on my page. By the way, brother, we ran your own front door.
Now, come on.
Hello.
That's it right there.
How come you ain't swept your house yet?
Come on.
How come you ain't fixed your foundation? How come you ain't fixed your one flesh? Why you over here trying to fix my flesh and you ain't fixed yours?
Come on, Jesus. Come on. Come on, Jesus.
My Lord. Okay, I'm going to stop, y'all.
Jesus. See, you know, God has really brought something out tonight, and that is, let us keep together what he put together.
Amen.
If God put a man and a woman together, let's keep together what he put together. Let's not add to what God has already put together.
Mm.
Let's not take away from what God has already put together. Let's not divide what God has already put together. Oh, come on. Let's keep together what God put together. Because he knew what he wanted it to look like when he created it. You ever went to a gallery or saw on television where people go to an art gallery and they're standing there going, well, what do you think the artist meant with the colors and what was his mood? And, you know, they're asking these things and people are giving their opinions, their interpretation of what they think the artist meant.
Mm-hmm.
God is the artist. You are the canvas. It's time for us to do away with our own opinions of what God meant to put on the canvas.
Mm-hmm.
God knew what he meant to put in a woman. God knew what he meant to put in a man. And God knew what he was doing when he put man and woman together. That painting that he created, that masterpiece he made, the family, he knew what he was doing. He does not need our opinion or interpretation of how he put it together. Oh, come on now. He doesn't need us to rearrange his painting, his picture. Well, this is what the artist really meant. No, only the artist can tell you what they meant when they created the picture. Come on. Only God can tell you what he meant to do with man and woman when he brought them together. Come on. That's why he said, when Adam said what he said, he was saying what God meant when he put them two together. Come on now.
Mm.
I meant for them to come together and become one. So let's stop subtracting or adding to what God has already created.
Mm-hmm.
Husband plus wife plus children equals family. Come on. That's it. No other woman, no side woman, no other man, no side man. Husband, wife, children equals family. Or husband plus wife equals family. Maybe there are no children. Because, you know, there's more than one way to solve a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on now.
Amen.
You can add it, you can multiply it, you can divide it. Oh, come on. Addition and multiplication are almost the same. Come on now. Division and subtraction are almost the same. Oh, come on, somebody. When you do 2 times 2 equals 4, 2 plus 2 is 4. Come on now. You can either add it or multiply it, but it all is equaling up to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Man plus woman equals marriage. That's it.
Amen.
Oh, come on. going to add nothing else to that. There's no other woman. There's no other man. That is it. Man plus woman equals children. Oh, come on. Sometimes you can't. But majority of the time, God will give you a child. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Through that union of husband and wife. Oh,
yeah.
Come on. But that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need another mother on the side and another father on you. Come on. That's not God's plan.
Amen.
That's our plan.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Oh, come on. Because
mm-hmm.
He never meant for there to be an outside family.
Mm.
He never meant for there to be a child from another woman or another man. He never meant for that to be. We created that.
Mm.
That wasn't God's plan. Come on now. Glory to God. And I want to go where Minister Howell went. Praise God. With Ephesians 5:28-30. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. So ought men to love their wives as their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't just look at that for your husband, woman of God. So ought women to love their husbands as their own body.
Amen.
If you love your husband, that means you love yourself, because two have become
one.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. We're going to continue, but I'm going to put the rest of that in the chat room. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I tell you, tonight, God has really done a work. Praise the Lord. And I have truly been blessed by what the Lord has done here and on tonight. It says, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church. So God nourishes, Jesus nourishes and cherishes the church.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. So that means you have to feed your marriage. You have to cherish your marriage, because Jesus and the Lord God cherishes the church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Christ is the head of the church, as the husband is the head of the house, the wife, the children. Oh, so that means you have to nourish and cherish your wife and your children the same way that the Lord, Christ Jesus, cherishes and nourishes the church. Feed them and cherish them. Glory to God. Because your wife and your children are an extension of you. Because two have become one.
Amen.
Let's end in verse 30. Praise God. Ephesians 5:30. It says, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. Like Minister Howell said, we are members of Christ. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 27. Praise God. Glory, glory, glory. It says this. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now you are the body of Christ. Oh, Jesus. And members of it. Mm. Jesus. We are members of God's body. We belong to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, glory to God. Jesus, glorify God in our bodies, because they belong to him. The body belongs to two people, the Father and the Son, and your wife. The body belongs to two people, woman of God, the Father and the Son, and your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two owners to that body.
Mm-hmm.
No one else should be able to take authority over what belongs to someone else. Come on now. You shouldn't let somebody else drive your husband's car.
Mm-hmm.
Because it belongs to him.
Mm-hmm.
give to him. Oh, Jesus.
Mm-mm-mm.
What does the word say? They were talking about money. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Give to the world what belongs to the world, and give to the Lord what belongs to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give to your husband what belongs to your husband,
mm-hmm.
and give to God what belongs to God. Your
mm-hmm.
body. Your
mm-hmm.
body belongs to God and your husband. So
that's
give
right.
what belongs to your husband to your husband, and give what belongs to your God to your God.
Mm-hmm.
Holy, and being one with your God and your husband. And letting nobody else come in between that one-on-one relationship that you have with the Father and the Son and your man of God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Minister Howell,
yeah.
any closing remarks?
Yes, I tell you, when you was talking, just so many closing remarks run through my mind.
Man.
You know, we were saying that our
Take
bodies,
time,
our bodies belong to Christ.
Yes.
And because our bodies belong to Christ, we only take orders from Christ because he's our maker.
I'm on.
You know, we shouldn't allow anyone to change or try to change what God has said. He said, let the man leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife. Don't let no devil in hell come and change that.
Come on, Jesus.
Listen to the commandments of God, because God's commandments will not change. God has all power in his hand. And he said the wages of sin is death, and he means just what he says. Men have to take their rightful places. And don't let no woman, no man, no outsider change what God has said. If he say don't eat, don't eat. If he say don't touch, don't touch. And we'll see that we'll have longer lasting marriages.
Amen.
Longer lasting loving marriages if we do it God's way.
Amen.
Anything outside of God's way is not going to work.
Come on.
Because it's going to be just like Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.
Ah.
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king horses and all the king men will not be able to put that relationship back together again. That's my closing remarks.
Amen. Any closing remarks, Prophet?
Amen. If you can't be one with God, we know why you can't be one with your husband. Or your wife.
Jesus, Lord. Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy on our souls, Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Woman of God, it's time that you understand you have to be the one who's going to fight for your marriage and your children. You have to be one with your God, your Lord and Savior, and you have to be one with your man of God and your husband and the father of your children.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you, praise the Lord, to bring the family into agreement. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
It is time for you to do your part, because God is seeking for us, women of God, to play our role. He is seeking for us, women of God, to stay in that place where we are continuing to bring forth unity within the home.
Mm-hmm.
Unity within the marriage. Unity within the relationship that we have with our children. They have to know that we as husband and wife are one, and we as father and mother are one. We are a unit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on. We fight for each other and with each other and never against one another. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope and pray that what you heard today has truly been a blessing to you. We pray that it has edified you. It has given you some food for thought. It has given you a sword to use in your hand to fight any intruder, any attacker who threatens your home. We pray that you would use the word and hear what thus saith the Lord. Hear what God is saying to you concerning your home, concerning your family. And then apply God's word to your life. Do what the word says, simply put. That's what apply means. Do what you have been instructed and commanded to do. And you shall have, hallelujah, Jesus, you shall have good success. So we thank each and every one of you for listening. We thank you for spending time with us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise God, because we've all been here present among the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for being a part of the body of Christ, for being our brother and our sister in the Lord, and just for loving on Jesus with us, loving on God with us, loving them enough to say, you know what? What you think is all that matters to me, God. What your word says is all that matters to me. It is the first and final authority on what goes on in my home, in my life, in my marriage. Your word is the final and only authority. So we pray over you right now. Father God, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord God, to cover every husband and every wife, every son and every daughter. Cover their household with your blood, Lord God. Cover them, O Lord, with your love, for you are love, with your joy, with your peace, O Lord. Let there be unity in the home. Let the husband come and be one with the wife. Let the wife come and be one with the husband, and let them stand as one before the children, because they are setting an example for the children who will become husbands and wives behind them. Lord, cover Prophet Morgan and Minister Howell, O Lord God. Bring them, O Lord, into a fruitful place, O Lord God. Let their finances, O Father God, explode in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Bring men and women into their bosom, O Lord God, for the work of the ministry, Father God. Make sure, O Lord God, that they have nothing lacking, O Lord. Make sure, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they are protected, O Lord God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Let no part of their body, O Lord God, come to harm. O Lord, cast out any pain, any sickness, any illness in the body of Prophet Morgan and Minister Howell in the name of Jesus. Bring hope and health and healing unto their body, into their marriage, into their home, into their family, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. And allow them to be vessels, O Lord, that people can see. Allow them to be vessels, O Lord, that are examples for others to follow. So, Father God, I'm thanking you right now in the name of Jesus for keeping them and protecting them, for watching over them, for restoring everything that has been stolen or taken, O Lord God, for reconciling every relationship, mother, father, son, daughter, husband, wife, because only you can do it, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Only you can reconcile us. It took Jesus to reconcile us to you. It takes the Father and the Son, Christ Jesus, to reconcile us to our family and to our husbands and wives. Lord God, do that which is only possible with you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I accept it and receive it. Declare and decree that what I've asked for has already been received. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Again, we just want to thank everybody for listening. We just want to thank everybody for coming out. We just want to thank the Father God, the Son, Christ Jesus, and the Holy Ghost for being present and for bringing forth that awesome and mighty word that has truly blessed every soul, every listener, and every household, every marriage, and every family. Be blessed, people of God. We love you, but we can never love you as much as God and Jesus do. But we can surely take up the mantle behind them. Praise God.
Amen.
And love you as we have been commanded. As we love ourselves, we love you. In Jesus' name. Be blessed. We'll see you again. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.